Tony loved motorcycles. Always wanted to ride. The day he said he was going to buy him a motorcycle, he already bought his boots, his jacket, his helmet. He's going to buy his neighbor's motorcycle. He was so excited. Figured it'd be easy to ride. You know how to drive a car, you know how to ride a bicycle. What's special about a motorcycle? So he went to his neighbor ready to buy. He was talking in the garage. His neighbor had to go in the house to take care of something. He decided to take the motorcycle out of the garage. Gets on the bike, puts his helmet on, releases the kickstand. The bike falls over on top of him. He'd never touched a bike before. He was trapped under the bike. His neighbor came out and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I wanted to ride a bike." He said, "This bike weighs 400 pounds. He thought, since he knew how to read the book about how to ride a motorcycle, he literally could ride a motorcycle. Something about literally reading about it and literally actually riding a motorcycle, he forgot to take on the hand. He needed lessons, so his neighbor taught him how to ride. Something very important about one thing, reading about how to do something and literally actually doing it. You find in our Gospels that the Pharisees talking the truth, but living wrong. Bad example, publicly. Jesus said, do exactly what they say, but do not follow the examples. It's very important to know what you're doing. The Word of God must go with you, be part of you, be in you. I like the Big Bang Theory. It's a nice show. I like one of the episodes when Sheldon was learning how to swim by using the internet. Never got in the water, never bought a swimsuit. Never thought about muscle memory, how to dive in the water, how to hold his breath, when to breathe, when not to breathe. Never covered that, but he was fully confident that he knew how to swim. He also learned how to drive on the internet with 3D glasses. Never got behind the wheel of a car. In his mind, he's very comfortable with swimming and driving. When we're in trouble and sometimes have to go to court, we don't bring a law book, we usually bring a lawyer. Someone who can apply the law to your life. Someone who's walked the walk and talked the talk. They know what they're doing. When you go to the doctor, you're not there with a home remedy book. You're there with a doctor who will look at your life, your blood pressure, know exactly how to deal with you at that moment. You find yourself in trouble and you need help. Think you're gonna be robbed. You don't start telling them what the law is. You call the police. Someone in uniform who can bring the law to life. This is God that's known for us. The Word of God. He's to come involved with our lives and bring the scripture to life through us. That's what Jesus did. Took a group of fishermen, ministered to the poor, walked with them and prayed with them, cared for the blind, healed the sick, witnessed with them, shared them the gospel. They watched him, worked with him, observed him, mimicked him, followed in his footsteps. They evangelized the world. And here we are today. Here at Mass, hearing scripture being read, proclaimed, having scripture read to us, receiving communion, nurturing our bodies. It's at Mass where people are inspired, and guided, and nurtured. It's how food pantries are started. Changes people's lives and want to do something for others. Here at Mass where people hear the scriptures. Started our school system. Someone's inspired and sitting here. We need to do something and educate others. It's here at Mass where people care for the poor. Mother Teresa said at Mass, was inspired and nurtured, wanted to do something about it. Scripture does things to us, changes our lives, moves us to do better, moves us to think beyond ourselves, makes us look at the world differently. But we want to make life easier for others, to care for each other, to nurture each other, to support each other, to feed the poor, care for those who are sick, and make sure those at home are no longer lonely. The Word of God comes to us and works through us. We can't just let the Word go out and let it die from there. We need to take it forth into the world to care for others and nurture everyone who needs a need. The Word of God does something to us. We start to see things differently. Hear injustice when we hear something, someone talk, to realize something is not quite right. It's the Word of God ministering to us, changing our lives, changing the way we see things and hear things, which causes us to respond, want to do something, want to care for others, want to correct the wrong, want to feed the poor, want to comfort those who are lonely and hurt. The Word of God changes us. We know that. You feel that. You look at life differently each day of your life. The more you hear the Word of God, the more you change. The more you want to do something for others. Take you beyond yourself. Makes you a person of caring for others. To want to treat other people better. Want to make sure other people's lives are better. So when you find yourself looking at the world differently, and you want to do something about it, when you find yourself hearing things differently, injustices, where people are being treated wrong, when you find yourself wanting to respond, even the times you don't know what to do, good. The Word of God is working within you. Amen.
Amen.